Now, the US midterm elections aren't happening until November, but the political posturing is already well underway. Democrats hope a strong showing will help to limit the president's power. They recently received a boost in Donald Trump's home state of Florida. From Miami, here's Phil Lavelle.
This is Miami, Florida. It is colourful, it is cultural, it's competitive. And politically, is this place seeing the start of a big shift? Democrats hope so. Eileen Higgins is Miami's new mayor, a Democrat herself, which is significant because Miami has not elected a Democrat to run it for 30 years. Quick bit of background for you then. Florida is as red as it gets, dominated by the Republicans. Democrats have been trying to shake it up for years and turn it blue, or at least make it purple, a blend of the two. This was once the ultimate swing state. The 2000 presidential election hinged on Florida. Al Gore just lost out to George W. Bush after a Supreme Court battle. But it has moved steadily to the right ever since. Looser COVID restrictions drew in older, more conservative-leaning voters, joining an already huge and broadly conservative Latino base. It helped Governor Ron DeSantis with a record-breaking landslide in the 2022 midterms. But here's why Democrats are feeling a bit more hopeful right now. They've notched up a handful of wins elsewhere lately, small but symbolically important for a party still regrouping after losing the White House in 2024.
How do you capitalize on that? How do you keep that going?
We keep it going by being on the ground. That's what we need to do. We need to continue voter registration, especially here in Florida. We need to have voter registration. We need to up our numbers. We need to reach out to our Democrats, independents, and Republicans, because there are Republicans that have buyer's remorse.
And think about where we are right now at this particular moment in time. See, President Trump is only a year in, a quarter of the way through his second term. The midterm elections take place in November, and Republicans need to do well there to fulfill his election agenda. If Democrats want to slow him down, this is their chance.